Praise the Lord. Ephesians 1:15. Ephesians 1:15. We're going to read this prayer of Paul this morning, starting with this verse. Paul says, "Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, and your love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers." First of all, let us remember not only who he is praying for the Ephesian saints, but in verse 1 it says, "And to the faithful in Christ Jesus." Let us take this to heart. Personally, verse 12 tells us, "To those who are sealed with the Spirit." Verse 15 tells us that it is to those whose faith to God and whose love for the saints is praiseworthy. And Paul, always concerned for the saints, that Christ be formed in them. And as I said before, his prayer that Christ be formed in the saints, let us take this personally to heart. Verse 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. When he makes it clear, doesn't he, that he prayed to the Father, and then he adds, who is the Father of glory. So we see what Paul is consumed with here. It's the combinations of grace that the saints should obtain the zenith of glory that is ours in redemption. The sun glory that we read of in 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, and verse 41. We read of the different glories there of the saints. And some will radiate the sun glory. And he says here that that God may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Christ. In other words, that our own spirit be made wise by the Holy Spirit through knowing Jesus. And how do we know him? Through God's word. For what is written, I don't care where you read it in the Bible, whatever is written in the Old Testament or New Testament, it's a revelation of Jesus Christ. And that's wisdom. Verse 18, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Wow, there's a lot here. Well, first of all, the eyes of understanding. That's referring to the heart. That the heart may be enlightened, that it may know. And do we not read in Romans 10:10, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. It is through the faith of the heart that we understand the things of God. We could not understand them otherwise. Hebrews 11:3 says, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made by the things which do appear. The scientists sometimes are following the wrong line, aren't they? Mm-hmm. And don't we read in 1 Corinthians 2:14, the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. But God does give a heart knowledge of his will to those who just simply believe his word without reasoning about it, without the reasoning of our minds. If God says it, just believe it. That's faith. Then the revelation of the Spirit comes to us through the knowledge of Christ, and especially Paul's epistles. That's where, praise the Lord. The Lord will give us a revelation of the time in which we are living, and that unto us to get us ready for the soon coming of our Lord. We're going to celebrate in another month his first coming. But praise the Lord, he's coming again. Praise the Lord. Well, we read three very important facts that result here. First, the hope of his calling. Well, we've already learned he's called us to sonship. And as sons, we have hope of the wealth of glory. And of course, all of God's children, all believers belong to him. They are his. We are children of the living God. But all believers do not come to full grown sons. Growing spiritually, I'm speaking of, to come to full grown sons. Well, let's go on secondly, that we may know what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Now, we know that all the wealth of the universe belongs to God. Nevertheless, he shall be enriched by redemption. He shall be enriched. He shall have an inheritance in the saints. Are we in deep water? Yes. I remember going to a swimming pool when I was young. I was always kind of afraid of the deep water. If my feet couldn't reach the bottom, I didn't want to go to the deep end. But praise the Lord, in the Lord, we want to go into the depths of his word and to have an understanding. And how many of his children don't desire, they don't want the deep things. They know they're going to heaven. That's all they want to know. Well, we've learned a lot already in this first chapter. I thought of listing and go through them, but I'm not going to do that. Yes, we do obtain an inheritance in the Lord. But the enlightened eyes of the heart behold that measure of Christ in us, that it is the measure of God's inheritance in us. Thank you so much. Thank you. And I needed it. Praise the Lord. The same measure that we are partakers of Christ now, we will possess forever, and so will God. Colossians 1:27, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ fully formed, full grown, so that we will be all glorious within. We have a description that's found in the Old Testament in Psalms 45:13. It says, the king's daughter is all glorious within. Her clothing is of wrought gold. We know what gold speaks of in the scripture. Ephesians 5:27, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. This will come to pass. There's going to be a rib company out of the body of Christ. This is the riches of the glory of the Father's inheritance in the saints. Thirdly, I said there was three. Let's read verse 19 through 21. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Just think, that divine energy that raised up Jesus from the dead and took him up to the highest heaven is at our disposal. Are we in deep water? Just think. His mighty resurrection power, his mighty ascension power is to usward by faith. We read in the second chapter, let's skip ahead in verse 6, it says that in God's provision, we are seated in the heavenlies with Christ, where we will be actually seated. For now, we count ourselves there. God says so, so we believe it. And we fight the good fight of faith. We're laying hold of the hope that is set before us. Praise the Lord. Hebrews 6:18, that by two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay a hold upon the hope set before us. Lay hold. Seize what God has provided by faith. Yes, by faith. Seize it. Lay hold of it. Verse 22 and 23. And hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body. The church, which is his body. The fullness of him that filleth all in all. There's a lot here. There's a lot here. Just think, all dominion, all authorities in heaven and on earth have been put under his feet. And to him has been given the headship over all things to the church. And then it's pretty clear what he's speaking of. The church is Christ's body, his body of believers, which is the full-grown man that we read of in the fourth chapter in verse 13. It says, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is the mystery of Christ that is we find in the third chapter. And verse 4, whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. This full-grown man, the body of believers, Christ as head, is the fullness of God that filleth all in all. Is that not staggering? Yes, it is. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God's sovereign plan and purpose through redemption, that God fills all and in all by Christ and his church, by Christ and all who have received him. That's the fullness of God's inheritance in the saints. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that marvelous? Hallelujah. We're swimming in deep water here. Of course, this fullness includes our inheritance in Christ. We may actually come into our possessions and know the unlimited power of the Almighty God. And it's in our reach by faith to appropriate now. Christ is the prize of our high calling of God in Christ Jesus. May we run with patience to obtain. 1 Corinthians 9:24 says, know ye not that they which run in a race, you know, we have this example in a race. What are all of them racers run? They're all running, aren't they? But one receiveth the prize. So run that ye may obtain. Praise the Lord. Does God want the best for you? He wants the best for you and me. And it's his inheritance. Praise the Lord. He is enriched as we take hold, as we believe. We're enriching God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Do you believe it? God said it. We just believe it, don't we? Praise the Lord. Let's sing a song.